Sometimes we want to do things or say things that we are not meant to say or do. And that is because we keep forgetting that Jesus is coming back. If the Lord tarries, you know, some of us may not necessarily be standing on our feet when he will come. Some of us will have slept in the Lord. And what then happens is this. It's so, just imagine this. Think of all the good works, all the labors, all the preparations, all the service you have rendered to God. The people you have ministered to, the prayers you have said, the fasting and everything. And the Lord comes. And at the time he comes, he just meets you with something that is not good. It may be a minor thing. That is why we need to walk in the consciousness of who. Look, people may think you are wise. You lie your way out of things. You know how to. You call it wisdom. The Bible calls it hypocrisy. You just wriggle out of something. You know how to. The Bible calls it hypocrisy. And what then happens is that when the Lord comes, when he chooses to come, the last thing that was in our hands is what is going to matter. The last thing. And I pray that we'll be rapturable in Jesus' name. I told you how somebody, I don't have to go over the story again and again, when I lost my friend, how somebody just looked and said, look, oh, when we go to church, people preach to us. They tell us how God is going to bless us, how we're going to be rich, how we're going to prosper. He said, but nobody is preparing me for a day like this. That is the day he will be lying in a casket and nobody will be there to go. There's a point you get to, no one else can go with you, no matter how much they love you. On that day, everybody will cry and cry and cry. And once they get to that point, they leave you, you go. And the only thing that will go with you is what? Is your character. Is everything you have done. That's all that you will take with you. Nothing else will go with you. And I've told us, it doesn't matter how much we achieve in this world. On that day, they will count for nothing. I don't know how many of us, maybe some of us who are just probably too young to understand what I will be talking about next. There was a man in Nigeria in those days when we were growing up. His name was Awolowo. People, you know, there were stories. People would say he was appearing in the moon. People would talk about seeing his hand in the cloud. Will you know that story? Oh, yeah. People, you see, the day they announced that he was dead, it was unbelievable. I did not think the man could die. And I believe there are people who have been greater than him. And what happened? We all will move on. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, after which there is the judgment. So I'm preparing myself and I'm preparing you for that day when you will be alone. When it was time for Jesus to go, who else could go with him? Nobody. In fact, when it was time for suffering, when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, where were the apostles? They were divided into two. Some people came near, if you remember, those three that he came. He said, can't you watch with me for a while? The other people were actually back. So when the time came, when it was time for Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, how many people went with him? No one else. The servant stayed. He took the sticks and everything from them and he went with Isaac. No one. So there are points in your serving God that no one else will go with you but you and the Holy Spirit. So we are preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord. And my prayer for you and I this morning, as we have heard this word, that we will not miss heaven in Jesus' name. Many a times my wife and I will be driving and I'll be telling her, we'll be saying, after all this suffering, I don't drink. I don't engage in wild parties. I don't, you know, I try to do things in moderation. Sometimes I even have money, I'm afraid to buy certain things, to be moderate. I'm not saying, I'm not justifying myself, but what I'm trying to say is this: after depriving myself of all these things, what will it be like when Jesus comes? I don't commit adultery, I don't fornicate. So what will I call my own? What will be my own reward? Yet if I don't serve God properly, what do you think will happen with all these things? It will be a waste. It will be double suffering. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So we started last week by talking about all these things. So it's not something we are talking about today. It's something we've been talking about for some time. And we assured us last week that Jesus is truly coming back. Whether people lie to you or not, let me tell you the truth is that Jesus is coming back. And I told you, I've read it in the Quran, that Jesus is coming back. I can't remember, was it Surah 43, Ayat 42 or something, or the other way around. I remember I read it very well, the English version, and it said Jesus is coming back. It's there. Ask any true Muslim who knows his Quran very well. So if there's anything that we all agree on, is that Jesus is coming again. So please be ready. The Lord will see you through. He will supply the strength. He will supply the enablement that we need to be, you know, to be ready for our groom in Jesus' name. Now, let's quickly look at this. What will Jesus be doing when he comes again? What will Jesus be doing when he comes again? Let's look at a few things that Jesus would be doing by his second coming. The second coming of Christ will be a time of separation and of reward. So Jesus will be coming to separate. He's not coming to gather everybody together. He's coming to separate certain people from certain groups of people. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. Somebody to quickly read. Remember, it's Bible study. Matthew 25, 31 to 46. What will Jesus be doing when he comes again? When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him,
he will sit on his throne in heaven.
He will sit on his throne in heaven.
Heavenly glory.
Mm-hmm.
All the nations will be gathered before him.
Uh-huh.
And he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates.
He will be doing what?
Separates.
He will be separating the people one from the other.
As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat.
As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat.
He will put the sheep on his right
side. He will put the sheep on his right side.
And the goat on his left.
Please. What are the characteristics of a sheep? Of the sheep? The sheep do what?
Correction.
They hear the word of the master, and they do what? And they follow. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice, the voice of another, they will not follow. Anyone who hears the voice, you know that this is what the Bible said, this thing is right. And you follow another course, you are not a sheep. Oh. He said he will separate the sheep from the goat. The sheep will be where? On the right-hand side. You know the significance of right-hand side. Praise the Lord. He will separate one from the other. He's not coming to gather everyone together, you know, for the purpose of taking everybody. No. Some people will say, don't tell me this multitude of people, very soon there will be 7 billion people. Do you mean God will? Look, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter to God how many people are on one side. He's provided it. And the way I tell you to look at it is this. You've got how many shoes? So many shoes. Eh? You wear one when you choose to wear it. You choose not to wear one when you choose not to wear it. Does the shoe ever question you? No. Even though you love those shoes very well. But there are some you choose to wear. And the reason is this. When you wear them, you just find out you are comfortable. For example, there are places I go. When I'm going to that place, and I know it's going to be a long time, you know, we are spending a long time there, I dare not wear certain shoes. because I know that they will, after some times I start to feel uncomfortable. So naturally, I like to, even if they don't match my clothes, I will just wear those shoes, praise the Lord, because they are convenient for me. The same thing with God. The Bible says, can the clay say to the potter, why did you make of me a cup? Why did you make of me this? Why did you make of me? The potter, when he likes, he breaks one and he remolds it to make it. That's why God asked prophet who? Eh? Tell me which prophet that God asked to go to the potter. Jeremiah. He sent him to the potter's house. I think it's Jeremiah 8. Send him to the potter's house. He sent him. He said, go and look. And Jeremiah sat there and saw what was happening. So as the potter was making one, you know, he was making like a pot, it didn't take the shape that he wanted. He just broke it down and remolded it and made unto himself. And God then said to Jeremiah, I said, look, this is who I am to you. He said, he will break and remold. He said, how can the clay say to the potter, why did you make me of this? Praise the Lord. So that is a day of separation. You'll be separated to the right hand side of God in Jesus' name. Yes, go on.
34. Mm-hmm. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, mm-hmm. you who are blessed mm-hmm. by my father. Mm-hmm. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you.
Kingdom is prepared for you. And I pray that you will take your inheritance on that day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes?
The kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. Yes?
I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stranger and you invited me
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick and you looked after me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in prison and you came to visit me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
When did we see you a stranger and invite you in,
mm-hmm.
or needing clothes and clothed you?
Mm-hmm.
When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
Mm-hmm.
The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
Praise the Lord. Leave it there. I think we should leave it there. So every good that you are doing, not expecting man to reward you, God is saying on that day it's going to be rewarded. We are in a world where we are being taught not to sow except we know we are going to get something in return. When you sow for the purpose of getting something in return from man, and I'm telling you, you have already received your reward. I'm not saying people should be unthankful. I'm not saying people shouldn't give. But when you sow for the purpose of receiving back from that person you are sowing to, you're wasting your time. But when you sow with the sole purpose that one day Jesus is going to return, let me tell you something, your reward is not going to be in heaven. You will receive it on earth and you will receive it in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. I've told us before, there's a Yoruba saying that, I don't know how to say it in English, that it will, you know, it will look like the son or the daughter of the good man is going to stumble. That at the nick of time that the lightning will shine for them to see their way. In other words, even your children's children, by reason of who you are to God, that time will come when they are going to be, you know, they are going to be like confused, or they don't know which way to go, and God will arise because of what you have done. And I'll give you an example. David is an example. Even when his own great-grandchildren started misbehaving, God will say, I remember my servant David. God will remember what you have done and he will look after your children in Jesus' name. So we better do what is good. We better do what is right. So you are not just going to receive the reward in heaven, but even on earth. But that's not where we are looking at the final destination of every one of us. It doesn't matter how strong, it doesn't matter how anointed you may be. All of us, if Jesus has not come, we will go one day. Where are we going to end it? Praise the Lord. He will at the time gather the saints to himself. Let's look at Mark chapter 13, verse 24 to 27. Remember, I told you, somebody said to me, he said, nobody is telling me about this day when I will sleep like this, and people will come and look at me. Nobody told me about it. You know? They say I will be blessed, they say I will prosper, they say I will do this, but nobody is telling me of the final day. I'm telling you of the final day now. And that's the only thing that will matter. Mark 13, 24 to 27.
The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. Mm-hmm. The star of heaven will fall, mm-hmm. and the power in the heaven will be shaken.
Amen.
Then they will see the Son of Man mm-hmm. coming in the cloud mm-hmm. with great power mm-hmm. and glory.
Amen.
And then he will send his angel mm-hmm. gather together his elect mm-hmm. from the four winds, from the farthest part of the mm-hmm. earth to mm-hmm. the farthest part of heaven.
Praise the Lord. You see, the bit that I want you to take note of is this. We've already talked about God gathering this. Fail. The sun will fail. The moon will fail. All the systems that we know, we do what? We fail. That's the bit I want to. In other words, nothing else will be enough. Nothing else will function. The only thing that will function is your position in the Lord Jesus. I pray that day will be a day of honor for you in Jesus' name. It will not be a day of shame in the mighty name of Jesus. He will bring rest to the saints from every form of tribulations. Quickly look at 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 to 10. 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 to 10. Quickly. He will bring rest to the saints from all forms of tribulations. That's the second coming, yes? God is what?
He's just.
He is just. And he will do what?
He will pay back trouble to those who
trouble you. He will pay back trouble to those who do what? Who trouble you. Yes? Sufferings, all your sacrifices from all your labor, you see, he will bring rest to you. King James Version actually calls it rest. Yes? He will give you rest. Yes?
And to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire.
Praise God.
Know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus, they will be punished with everlasting destruction
mm-hmm.
and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people.
Praise
and
God.
To be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believe our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling.
Praise
and
God.
That by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think it's self-explanatory. Not only is there separation, God will bring rest to the saints. And I will be partakers of his rest in Jesus' name. On that day, as some people are starting to rest, what is going to happen? Some people are just starting their own trouble. When he's bringing rest to you, some people are just starting their own. You know, the house fellowships, I think we are not all on the same page. Those of us on this side, I think what we did was call to suffering. Praise the Lord. Call to what? Called suffering. That was what we did last week. And the Bible tells us that everyone that will live godly in this world would do what? Would suffer persecution. He said everyone. So, it's a call to suffering. And that day when Jesus comes, what is he going to do? He will bring you relief. All the running up and down, all the wahala, all the things, all the worries. How will things go? How will my children turn out? What will the people say? How about this? How about health? My dad. The Lord saying that day when he comes, he will bring you rest in Jesus' name. He will bring an end to all suffering for the elect. And for some people, they are just starting sin one. Acts 2. Praise the Lord. He will also destroy the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 to 8. We may not read. Every form of ungodliness shall receive its own just recompense. Let's look at Jude, verse 14 and 15. Every ungodliness, it does not matter how tiny it may be, every ungodliness will receive its just reward. We think God will just overlook it. We think God will just act as if it didn't happen. It's already recorded. God will deliver us in Jesus' name. Every ungodliness will receive its own just reward. Jude. Where's Jude? Jude is after Genesis. Okay. 14 and 15. He said, it was of these people, moreover, that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied when he said, behold, the Lord comes with his myriads of holy ones, 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the impious unholy ones of all their ungodly deeds. Of how many ungodly deeds? Eh? Did he say of all their big ungodly deeds? Of all their small ungodly deeds, of all. How I wish we get this. How I wish we get this. When he comes, every form of ungodliness will be rewarded. And of all the severe, abusive, jarring things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. May God preserve us even unto that day in Jesus' name. It's so crucial. That's the end. That's the final end. You know, somebody lost his wife. And it was reported that he said, oh, shame on money. He said, shame on money. Why? Because if it was possible to buy her, this man would have bought his wife. But when death came calling, the money meant nothing. You probably know who I'm talking about, some of you. He said, shame on money, because nothing else counts. Everything, money will fail. You know? Wisdom will fail. Strength will fail. Connections will fail. All the body, paddy, paddy things will fail. Nothing. Everybody, when they cry, they get to that point, everybody will go back and leave you alone. All the understanding, nothing matters again. You will make it in Jesus' name. He will come to exercise power and to rule. He will come to exercise power and to rule over who? Over the saints. Let's quickly look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to 14 as we close. Daniel 7, 13 to 14. He's coming to rule. His second coming, he will come to rule. Exercise authority. And that's what we've been waiting for. Daniel 7. If you are not there, if you want me to read, I will read it. Okay. I'll take it. 13 and 14. I saw in the night vision, and behold, on the clouds of heaven came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And there was given him, the Messiah, dominion and glory and kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one which shall not be destroyed. Praise the Lord. You will be part and parcel of that reign in Jesus' name. I say you'll be part and parcel of his reign in Jesus' name. These are things, these are messages we don't hear anymore. I can pray for God's blessings upon your life, that you'll be rich, that you'll buy your own jet, that you'll buy your own If you like, you can buy your own heaven. Buy whatever. But on that day, all those things will count for nothing. Even for me, it doesn't matter what I have. On that day, the only thing that will count is my bank account in heaven. Praise the Lord. Remember last week we talked about treasure, where we lay our treasures. And as we lay our treasures in heaven, the Lord will remember you for good in Jesus' name. I say he will remember you for good in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Can we just rise up? There's a song that we used to sing in Yoruba. I'm not going to attempt to sing it, but I will just say it and I will interpret it in English. The song is like this. I will say it. Apologies to those of us who don't speak Yoruba, but I will interpret it. It says, Ni joba orun, ni joba orun. Ako ni fimi shawai rio ni joba orun. What that means is this. In the kingdom of heaven, I will not be one of those you will search for and not find in Jesus' name. And that is going to be your prayer this morning. I want you to pray to God and say, Father, when the trumpet shall sound, Lord, I will not be missing in action. I will not be missing in action. I will be part of those that will reign with you in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, everything in my life that will deprive me of reigning and ruling with you on that day, Father, take them away in Jesus' name. Maybe there are things I do unconsciously. Maybe there are things I do consciously. Maybe there are things I've been drawn into. Maybe there, whatever form they may be in my life, oh Lord, that would deprive me of reigning with you, oh Lord. My Lord and my God, I want you to take them away from my life in Jesus' name. Begin to reign right from now. Begin to rule over every affairs of my life. Begin to rule over my thoughts. Begin to rule over my actions. Begin to rule over me, oh Lord, in every way. I acknowledge your lordship. Begin to pray to the Lord. Acknowledge his lordship. Say, Lord, take over, take over. Just hand it over to him, because it's so crucial. It's so crucial. It doesn't matter how long we stay on earth. At the end of the day, we must answer his call. At the end of the day, we must answer his call to come home. Therefore, pray, commit your life to the Lord this morning and say, Father, after doing all these things for you, Lord, I don't want it to be in vain, O Lord. You are the one I look up to for reward. You are the one I look unto for reward. Therefore, I pray that I will not do what I'm doing in vain in Jesus' name. I will not do it in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, count me worthy, O Lord. Justify me, O Lord. Justify me, Father. Justify me, O Lord. Father, justify me, O Lord. Wash me afresh with the blood of Jesus. I don't want to miss heaven for anything, O Lord. Nothing is good enough. No excuse is good enough. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father, my God, I thank you for your word this morning. And I thank you for everyone that has heard me. Lord, even as they have heard this morning, they will hear your call and be partakers of your calling in Jesus' name. Father, all the little things that easily beset us, from today we cast them aside in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise